Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and as you know, I've been popping on here and doing these by myself. Apparently, unbeknownst to my knowledge, or I forgot, or something like that, Dan the Man has actually been available the last couple days, and I did not realize that, so I didn't have to be here by myself. But as you know, Thursdays we've generally been taking off, so I didn't want to bother him. I figured I would just jump on here and throw something up for you. And you know the deal, right? If you want to call in and talk to me, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to shoot an email here, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need, just roll on over to sportstimeradio.com. The blogs go up there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so definitely check those out. This Saturday's blog will be up a little later because I do have to work, actually. But it will be up there. Don't worry about it. It will get there. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. And, you know, you went all the way over there. You might as well go ahead and give that a like. Don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, I am also on Twitter at BurkTime. That's BurkTime, if you'd like to look me up on Twitter there. And let's roll into, we got a little more Antonio Brown news, which adds to the story and doesn't make him look in the best light. Reports are that he was cleared to play over his alleged ankle injury, and apparently it's also being reported that Tampa Bay set up 3 different doctor's appointments for him to go and have the ankle looked at, and for whatever reason, he never showed up at any of these 3 doctor's appointments. Sadly, this isn't a big surprise with what we know about Antonio Brown and what has went on with Antonio Brown after he has left the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just kind of unfortunate that whatever is going on or whatever is in his head, basically, I'm guessing, has probably cost him whatever would have remained of his NFL career. So hopefully he's just not another sad story. And again, he can get the help he needs and, you know, those kind of things. So we'll have to wait and see, but I hope it just doesn't turn out bad. So yeah, I don't know. It's kind of scary. It seems like it's going down a really, really bad path here for him. And I just don't know where it's just something, again, we'll have to keep our eye on. And, you know, like I said, as far as his NFL career, I have a feeling that it's over. I don't think we'll see another team be willing to take any kind of risk like this with him. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I kind of have a feeling that this is it. So, yeah, I don't know, but let's hope for the best for him, and hopefully he gets the help he needs, and, you know, it's not a not an issue going forward, and he doesn't end up, you know, sadly, you know, one of those aftermaths that we're looking at. You know, this guy has no money, and this guy's in trouble, and those kind of things. So, but all right, as we're rolling towards the end of the season here, you know, there are always NFL coaches that you got to wonder if they're going to be back next year. And now I know here in Chicago, it looks like Matt Nagy is done. It just doesn't seem like there's any way to keep him. Unfortunately for Bears fans, it appears as though Ryan Pace is going to be retained. So that's going to be quite interesting that he's going to be kept around, and I don't know. We'll see, but there are a lot of reports saying that it looks like Pete Carroll may be out in Seattle. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but we'll see what they do. There is some news that it's possibly over for Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. A couple more names that have popped up on the list. Vic Fangio, who's the Broncos head coach. And then Matt Rhule, there was an odd thing where the owner came out and said he was upset about the contract he gave to Matt Rhule in Carolina. And you've got to kind of wonder if that means they're going to pull the plug there. So there are, five guys right there that could be out, once the season ends this week. I don't know if we'll see any more. It's always a possibility. Now, the Raiders, of course, will have to name a head coach. They're still looking, and I'm trying to think, do we have another head coaching opening, or is it just currently the Raiders? I'm kind of drawing a blank there, but there's also talk that the Giants may make a change. Joe Judge may be out, but I don't know. We'll have to see. Oh, yeah, Jacksonville. Jacksonville needs to hire a coach. That's why, right, they dumped Urban Meyer there. So we've got two openings already, and it looks like we may have some more. I don't know, what we'll see or how we'll see it, but I really think the Bears will be making a change. I don't know why the Seahawks would. It's only been like the one down year with Pete Carroll, and they're in the toughest division in football. So I don't know why they would make the change there. Carolina, they're not much of a franchise anyway, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did something stupid and gave up on a guy. That's what teams do. Fangio hasn't had a ton of success in Denver. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made the change there. And, while the Vikings haven't done much, they are 7-9 and in second place in a bad division. And the biggest key for them is if Aaron Rodgers does leave the Packers, that could change the way things go. And Zimmer has had some success there, but I guess you're always looking for the next – the next coach or the next whatever you want to call it. So we'll see. But, yeah, those are some openings that could possibly happen once this weekend's games end. And when I say this weekend, I mean this weekend because there are games on Saturday. So we'll have to see how that works out. And then some more Bears news here. Justin Fields was cleared to play with his ankle injury, and it looks like he was going to start. And now he's on the COVID list. So they don't know if he will be ready to play or not. Yeah, so we'll have to kind of wait and see on that. At this point, there's no real reason to even play him. Their Bears are probably just better off if they – let Andy Dalton wrap up the season and move on, but we'll see what they decide. But yeah, I don't think it's gonna make or break anything. And then I know I did see that the Steelers have placed Deontay Johnson on the COVID-19 list. So he will miss the game as well. He joins Joe Hayden, who went on the list, along with defensive coordinator. I'm going to butcher his name. I know the last name is Butler. Let me get the Keith Butler. Yeah, I almost said Kendrick Butler, but that's their center, who has also popped up on the COVID-19 list. You know, and the way things go with these, we get guys going on and off this list all the time. So, but yeah, and then, you know, if you read the blog, if you didn't, you should go over and read the blog. I wrote about the MVP voting, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is going to get some serious consideration to win the MVP again this year. He's having another great season. Now, interestingly here, locally, we have a reporter by the name of Hub Arkish, who hosts a show called Pro Football Weekly on the local NBC sports station, and he also does bits for WSCR 670 The Score. He came out and mentioned that he couldn't vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP. Yeah, he really had a problem with his issues off field, and one of them was the fact that his decision not to get vaccinated, and then the issue he went through with the BS about basically lying about his vaccination status. I don't believe Rodgers ever came out and said he was vaccinated. He used the word immunized instead. Now, Rodgers actually had a rebuttal to Arkish, calling him the biggest jerk in the league and a bad guy. And honestly, I can't blame Rodgers for going this route after Arkish let out his reasons for not voting for him, because those aren't reasons to not vote for an MVP. Rodgers also said, I think he's a bum, I think he's a bum, and I think he's an absolute bum. He added to those quotes, so it's kind of humorous. So, you know, obviously this isn't going to go anywhere, but I do think it's just kind of funny. And here's Arkish's full quote. I just think the way he carried himself is inappropriate. I think he's a bad guy. I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time. So there you go. There are some more Arkish quotes here. The only thing I can do going forward is respect what I failed to respect last night and just not talk about it anymore and until after the award has been given out. And that was after Arkish took some heat about saying he didn't vote for Rodgers. He also came out and said he made a terrible mistake. He said, there's no one else to blame, and I am here to try and apologize. So there you go. And then, you know, Matt LaFleur mentioned that the only thing that should be considered in the voting is how someone plays on the field, which is kind of where I'm at with this. I don't think it should be judged any other way except by a player's performance. You know, he can be the biggest ass in the world, but if he performs on the field, there's no reason he shouldn't be the MVP. So I think Arkish is in the wrong here. But it's his vote. He can do what he wants with it until they take it away from him. So we shall see what happens and where it goes. But he didn't say who he voted for. So, yeah, just kind of one of those things. So, yeah, I don't know, you know, what works out or how it's going to work out, but you know, I know I've mentioned it a couple times, and if you're not caught up on the NFL schedule, the two Saturday games are on ESPN this week, and they start with the Kansas City Chiefs are at the Denver Broncos. That's got a 3:30 start. And then the night game is the Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. So, you know, the Chiefs and the Cowboys are locked into playoff position. The Broncos, I believe, have been eliminated. So Philadelphia is still playing to hang on to a spot. They're the only team really playing for anything on Saturday. So, you know, if you're interested, there's your Saturday schedule. And like I've been doing the last few weeks, I'm going to run through the NHL and the NBA schedule while we're here. We'll we'll start with the NHL here and see how many games we have going. As soon as my computer decides it wants to catch up, yeah, for whatever reason, my internet just sucks. We do have two postponements. The Toronto Maple Leafs at the Montreal Canadiens and the Ottawa Senators at the Seattle Kraken have been postponed already. But there are, 11 games tonight. So a full NHL schedule pretty much. We have the Minnesota Wild at the Boston Bruins, the San Jose Sharks at the Buffalo Sabres, the Calgary Flames are at the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Columbus Blue Jackets are at the New Jersey Devils, the Pittsburgh Penguins are at the Philadelphia Flyers, the Florida Panthers are at the Dallas Stars, the Winnipeg Jets are at the Colorado Avalanche, the Chicago Blackhawks are at the Arizona Coyotes, the New York Rangers are at the Vegas Golden Knights, the Detroit Red Wings are at the Anaheim Ducks, and the Nashville Predators are at the Los Angeles Kings. Now, all of these games except the Nashville-Los Angeles King game are available on ESPN Plus, the app. And you can also watch the Penguins-Flyers game on Hulu tonight if you're subscribed to that. So there you go. Yeah, I don't know if you've checked out the app. It actually does look like the Minnesota-Boston game is just on ESPN. So you'll be able to check that out. And, yeah, we'll have to see how that works out. I'll have to look and see. Maybe I can watch a little of that game before I got to sack out for bed in the morning. It's also being reported that Nikita Kucherov is set to return for Tampa Bay tonight. Now, he missed 32 games this year and now you got to remember, this is the NHL, a lower body injury that required surgery. So, yeah, he actually got hurt. He was it was the third period of a game against the Washington Capitals, and he was chasing a puck when he appeared to pull up with an injury in his groin or his abdominal area, as they put it. But John Cooper, the Tampa Bay Lightning head coach, came out and said he's ready to go, and we expect him to play. So we'll have to see how it goes. And it's good that they get Kucherov back because there's a chance that Steven Stamkos won't play. He didn't participate in the morning skate, and Cooper said that he is a game-time decision. So it looks like they may get one guy back and not have another. So who knows how it's going to how it's going to work out for Tampa Bay. But Kucherov will be in the lineup tonight. I don't know how many minutes he'll be able to give them, after being out 32 games. But, we'll see how it works out. And then I did see that Tuukka Rask has signed a deal with an AHL team. They call it a tryout deal, and he's looking to make a comeback with the Boston Bruins. So we'll have to see how that works out. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, with the Providence Bruins. He underwent surgery to repair a torn labrum in his right hip in July, and it looks like he's going to make a start for Providence on Friday night. And then after his conditioning stint, as they're calling it, with the Providence team, he's expected to sign with the Bruins. So, yeah, it'll be pretty interesting to see how it works out and if, he can give them anything. But, yeah, that's pretty interesting. He's going to try to make a comeback after the injury. So yeah, let's jump in and run down the NBA schedule. Not much going on. Only four games tonight, but it is a TNT doubleheader night. The first game on TNT has the Boston Celtics at the New York Knicks. Then we've got the Detroit Pistons at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Golden State Warriors visit the New Orleans Pelicans, and the second game on TNT has the Los Angeles Clippers at the Phoenix Suns. So a couple decent games there on TNT. And, I actually have a caller here, but it is a funky number, so let's see if this works out.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. It did work out. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I know your program is about to end, so I'm guessing there's not a lot of time left. Anyway, what was that?
Not a problem. About 10 minutes left if you got something you want to jump into.
Yeah, actually, I just had a topic for a future program. I just found your page randomly. It seems like you do different sports topics. So I had a topic that I thought you want to consider for the future. I think it's a good topic, but if you're not interested, no hard feelings. If you could do a topic about Michael Jordan fans being the worst NBA fans then.
it's definitely something I'm sure we would gladly discuss. Why do you think they're the worst fans? I'd be interested to know.
Since your time is a program's about 10, I'll just summarize it as fast as possible. Imagine you had every group of fans in front of you. You had John Stockton fans, Magic Johnson fans, Larry Bird fans, every NBA fan out there, and you try to figure out who was the worst, right? So what would you do? You would count how many stupid takes they had. You would find out how many times they moved the goalposts, how many times they made up something, and there's more examples, but you get the point. The point is you would add up everything. When you add everything up, not only are Michael Jordan fans the worst NBA fans, they may actually be the worst fans in all of sports. I could give you examples if you like.
Oh, yeah. No, I would definitely love to hear it because I've never really thought of looking at it as who the worst fans of a player are. So, yeah, I would love to hear an example or two.
Okay, I'll give you how much time do I have? Just again, I know your program's ending, so I don't want to hawk up all your time.
Yeah, we've got about 8 minutes. We got plenty of time.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll give you 8 examples. That way you don't get too many where it drags on and you don't have enough time, but you don't get too little where you go, okay, why are they the worst NBA fans? I'll give you 8, so you won't get too many. The key is don't focus on each one, because if you focus on each one, then we get into sub-arguments about why this is valid or not.
Yeah.
Look at the pattern. Just look at the pattern. Here they are. Here's no particular order. They think Michael Jordan is the number one NBA player of all time. They think Michael Jordan is the number one college player of all time. They think Michael Jordan had the number one killer instinct of all time. They think Michael Jordan was the number one athlete of the entire 20th century. They think Michael Jordan was the number one scorer of all time. They think most NBA Hall of Famers pick Michael Jordan. They think Michael Jordan could beat every NBA Hall of Famer one-on-one. They think Michael Jordan won rings by himself. Now, I just gave you 8 examples, and there's more. Trust me, there's a lot more. But just on those 8 alone, let me ask you, 1, are those enough to convince you that maybe they are the worst NBA fans and maybe they are the worst fans in all sports? And 2, do you know any other NBA fan or any other sports fan that has all those kind of takes?
Yeah, you know, it is a really good case for them being bad fans, and I got to tell you, I've honestly never really looked at it from that angle. You know, like I've looked at it from fans of teams, but never of individual players. So I'm actually going to take some time and look into that and see if maybe I could go that route and find some other ones besides Michael Jordan as well to discuss.
Think about all 8 that I gave you, and remember, there's more. You will not find any fan of any team, any fan of any NBA player, any fan of any other sport, any fan of any other thing in any sport that has as many of these ridiculous amount of takes. And just so you know, all these takes, or at least most of these takes, are not just one or two Michael Jordan fans thinking something stupid. For example, I gave you an example about how they think he's the number one college player of all time. A lot of people don't know that, but there was a poll done on ESPN about who is the number one college player of all time, and Michael Jordan won it on ESPN. There was the point is, these are actually a lot of these takes, not all of them, but a lot of them are mainstream with Michael Jordan fans. So, for example, they may not all think the same things. They may not all be mainstream, But most of the things they think, most of the way they move the goalposts contradict themselves, and there's more examples, but you get the point. They actually, these are mainstream things, some of them at least, are mainstream things among many Michael Jordan fans. And actually, if you want, there is actually a page on YouTube. I'm not making this up. It's actually called, you'll get a lot of information, it's actually called Michael Jordan Fans Are the Worst NBA Fans.
Well, I am definitely going to look for that because, well, I don't know if you know, we actually live in the Chicago area. The podcast emulates from the Chicago suburbs.
No,
so that's very, very interesting. So, I definitely want to look into this a little more and see what else is out there. So, yeah, I will be hunting down that YouTube page when I get off the air here in about 4 minutes. So.
Oh, nice. Do you also non-sports topics too, or do you do only sports topics?
You know, we try to stick to just sports. You know, the tagline is all sports all the time, but every now and then, you know, other topics sneak in. I know we did ramble on one day about Bigfoot, so it does happen occasionally.
Oh, okay. Well, if you do find that other page on YouTube, one of the things the guy does on there, he actually puts Michael Jordan fans on, and they debate each other, so the Michael Jordan fan will come on, and he'll say things, you know, he'll try to make the case of why Michael Jordan is the number one NBA player of all time, and they go over the information, they go over things. It's really interesting. You'll get some good examples of how Michael Jordan fans are, because a lot of Michael Jordan fans go on the program.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, before I forget here, what's your name and where you're from while you're calling in here?
Yeah, no problem. If you don't mind, because I actually have a very popular page on YouTube, I don't want to give my real name, but I don't want you to think I'm If you want, yeah, I'll happily give you my YouTube page if you want to find out who I am. But if you don't want me to plug my page, I respect that. Don't worry.
No, get it out. Get your plug out there. We're all supporting everybody here. Go ahead.
Thank you. You may have heard of it if you're an NBA fan. Are you familiar with an NBA page called the Universe Galaxy?
No, I'm not a big YouTube guy, so I haven't seen it. But I will definitely look for it now that I've spoken to you and I know it's out there.
Nice. Yeah, it's a very popular page. If you have a hard time finding it, because if you type the Universe Galaxy, you might get a lot of space stuff. Just type in the Universe Galaxy NBA. You should be able to find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will definitely swing by and take a look at it. Yeah, I don't do a lot of YouTubing, but I probably should. I just haven't, you know, I'm a little older, so I'm a little behind on technology.
If you're doing Blog Talk Radio, I mean, you can't be that behind. I mean, you're doing some modern technology stuff. And, I'm surprised you're not doing YouTube, because if you're doing stuff on Blog Talk Radio, I would think you would go on YouTube. For one, you can try to make some money on there, and two, you can try to get more famous on there.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing it. We just, you know how it is, life sometimes gets in the way, and we just haven't quite gotten there yet, but it's definitely something we talk about. So maybe sometime we'll be on there, and, you know, you can come on and talk about the NBA with us.
Nice. No, I'd be happy to. It'd be very nice. In fact, if you want, you can always go on my program. I'm happy to plug your page if you like.
All right, well, you know, I appreciate the call. I gotta get myself wrapped here. But, yeah, I will definitely look for that when I'm done here in about a minute. So thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All
right, well, there you go. Yeah, look for that, NBA, what is it, Universe, Universal Galaxy NBA or NBA Universe. Just, yeah, I'm going to go hunt that down here in about a minute. So nice to have a call in as I'm getting ready to wrap up. Here we go. Look at that. All right. Well, there you go. Excuse me, means that I am going to take off, but you'll be able to know while I'm gone. FMRadio.com. Hang on over there and, you know, check out the blog or whatever. Just link and it'll take you to Facebook. No. Go by Facebook. Go ahead. Don't forget we have the Twitter. At SportsFMRadio. Find me on Twitter as well. I am at SportsFM. That's URKETIME. Want to look at the top, you're able to do it like a college. That's awesome. This is how you head up to it. Now, remember, I'm back to class 5 and 6. Which one is the best? Even for the 4 months. We want to meet up there.